The state and federal government will help fund power and phone service repairs in flood-ravaged Eagle. State Division of Emergency Management spokesman Jeremy Zydek says parties have come together to help the utility Alaska Power and Telephone foot the bill.
The State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management worked with FEMA and the power utility and the community to really develop a way that we could fund the electrical upgrades.
Zydek says under the arrangement, APNT will be responsible for $367,000, with the state and federal governments picking up the remaining $1.7 million in repairs to Eagle area transmission infrastructure. Zydek says the assistance dollars will be funneled through local government because APNT, a private company, is not eligible for direct disaster assistance. He says leaving the entire cost up to the power company would have resulted in excessive local rate increases.
To accomplish the project, they would have really put electrical power out of reach as far as rates go to the people in Eagle.
Much work has already been done this summer to repair and replace power and phone infrastructure in Eagle. Lines have been rerouted to the higher ground between the city and the new Native Village. Alaska Power and Telephone President Bob Grimm says next step is to extend them out to individual building sites at a subdivision being developed in the village.
This area is a greenfield development where the village has been relocated. One of the problems is that a lot of the home sites really haven't been cleared yet, so that, you know, there needs to be some civil work done that wouldn't be our responsibility as far as getting the new locations ready to accept power and telecommunication services.
The line will serve at least 13 new homes as well as a health clinic. Grimm says a minimum of 50 new power poles have to go up, and the company has beefed up its workforce to get the job done.
We have people on the ground working with a contractor also to supplement our local workforce to get that work done as fast as possible.
He says they need to complete the project before the community's only road transportation link, the Taylor Highway, closes for the winter in October.